Good morning. You listen to ForeignDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest is John Reitfeldt, the CEO of I4F. John, how you doing?
I'm very well, Kim. I hope it's the same for you.
I'm doing well. I'm looking forward to catching up with you at Surfaces. You spend much of your time in Belgium, so I haven't seen you in a while, but you sent us a release yesterday that you've purchased the intellectual property portfolio for rigid core and LVT patents from BoYu International Group, right?
Yes, we did.
I guess you're making some investments during these soft periods. I know one of their products is called DreamClick. That's been used on Beauflor and Barry Alloc. So that's part of what you acquired, right?
Yeah, we have been pretty active. I'm happy it's almost the end of the year, although January is probably the busiest month for us again. So there is not really an end of the year. Yes, we acquired Boyer, of course, is a very innovative company as well in different areas. There was an opportunity to acquire this portfolio of several patents in the field of LVT and SPC, which could be helpful in the sense of developing more modifications of current compositions and also to strengthen the patent portfolio we have. It is clear that we, as a licensor, try to obtain a wide variety of compositions of technologies around this LVT product category. There were some interesting elements in that, and on top of, indeed, they have a DreamClick technology, it's a locking technology. We always want to be the leading locking company as well, so that also means that you know, we are like a shop with innovations. So we need to have a variety of possibilities, because it is a fact that you cannot, let's say, satisfy with one specific locking all the materials, all the thicknesses, all the lengths. So you need a variety of different locking mechanisms, and DreamClick is one of them. We are evaluating internally, but also with Boyu, kind of the applications we will promote with this DreamClick technology. We're happy. It was also an opportunity for us to get closer to the Boyer International Group and see if there is possibilities for the future to expand the potential IP partnership further and also beyond the LVT SPC product category.
Now, most people know that's a company that's been in the flooring business for a long time. It's the De Klerk family. The founder had several children, and they all stayed in the family business. They just recently acquired Congolium. So, you know, they're kind of a company on the move as well. I should tell our listeners a little bit about I4F. You're one of the three large intellectual property licensing companies, probably the newest one to come to the forefront. And you've been active with, you know, the Hemin Digital Printing Licensing. CFL is working with you on some licenses. Clausen works with you on some licenses. And you've got your own invention, the drop lock, mechanical locking system. We did talk earlier in the year, and we both agreed that business was soft globally. What's your outlook for what things are looking like for next year?
Yeah, it has been a soft year, of course, always, Kemp, and this is why we have tried to develop our so-called ecosystem further, the ecosystem being that you work with different IP partners, manufacturers, technology companies to see if you can expand your offering and your portfolio in a variety of directions. Like you said, digital printing, but also outdoor decking. And we go quite very broad and quite adjacent to make sure that you diversify kind of your offering enough to be less sensitive for some movements in the market. And if you look, it has been a soft year. Clearly, it is already for a few years soft. Every year there has been something, as you know, in the market. It's not easy. I don't think that next year will be really a better year. When we talk internally, we say we are at a low point, but we don't know if we are at the lowest point. So we need to stay agile. We need to be adaptive, see what happens in the market, and keep working. And this is why I think we are in a good spot, because at the end of the day, it is all about making flooring within all those, call it home improvement materials, attractive. Yeah, because what you see, if you look at the market, that within home improvement, there is also quite a big movements and differences between the developments. Some of the products are doing well, other products are doing less well. And I feel privileged that we have been strong in the LVT SPC category when we started, even though it's now expanding more in laminate as well. And that group has done relatively better. I say relatively because it's still soft. So I would say our outlook for next year would be at best for the market flat.
Okay, that's on the demand side, but as you continue to add more products to sell, I'm sure are anticipating a little bit of revenue growth. I know you've added a chief technology officer, Edith Hermans, who's actually a patent attorney. She brings some talent to the group, and I met your new person in Atlanta, Nick, and they showed me at the NAFCD meeting the new stair tread technology that you have. So you continue to add more and more depth to the intellectual property offering that you have.
Yeah, we are expanding. Take them both. We love that Nick joined our team. Nick Wodka is doing extremely well, and he has the passion we would like to see within I4F. So we're very happy with his arrival. And indeed, we have added a chief technology officer with a very wide experience in R&D and technology. She holds a PhD in chemistry. She is a European and a Dutch patent attorney. So yeah, she brings a wealth of experience kind of driving a rigid development process through the company. I dare to say that we have been doing well. We have been adding innovations, but it has been also to a certain extent somewhat opportunistic in the sense of that, you know, we come with an idea, we move forward and we try to make that a new standard. But since there are more and more ideas also in the composition side and you know, in different product categories, we need more structure in our company to guide them to successful introductions and adaptation in the market. And Edith, I think, is the right person on the right spot and also in the right time to join our company. So we're looking, as we speak, for, we call that an M&A manager, somebody who looks at potential new innovation and technology companies within our space, more adjacent, of course, not within the space specifically on licensor, but in IP, in home improvement. So yeah, we would like to keep expanding, knowing that where our core business is, our core business is clearly flooring. And I would say within the flooring, all variants of locking. But we need to expand also to make our company robust and, as I call that internally, bulletproof for the future.
Okay, John. Well, it's good to see that you're continuing to expand. I want to tell our listeners about it. Again, been talking to John Reitfeldt, the CEO of I4F, about their recent purchase of VIG's portfolio of patents. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaAlley.net.